The information I've been getting for a long time, because I've been reporting very serious leaks in the Kettle Fen and other areas, and the information I'm getting that all is planned for 2020 is 5 kilometres for the entire county, and this is under this leakage replacement program. And while we're getting big announcements of millions and millions for major capital projects, the pipes themselves that are in our towns and villages, not even scattered throughout the countryside, but there's not enough funding. They actually have cut back the funding this year from last year and the year before. And so far, all they have indicated to the council is 5 kilometres for the entire county.
We hear the county that it is crying out for works to take place, and especially in your area of East Donegal, there has been numerous cases with issues with the water, and you're now calling on the government to immediately sanction funding for replacements.
Yeah, what we have here now, and as I say, these are into our highly populated areas like Finn Valley, Kettle Fen, where we've had pipe replacement ongoing, number of places, but in the centre of Kettle Fen, the urgent need to replace the old cast iron pipes, and the bore of the inside of the pipe now has been reduced to about an inch. The pipe is totally lined with dirt, so they have to turn the water pressure down in order to stop flushing out all the dirt throughout all the customers in the village, and this has been highly notified to Irish Water on a number of occasions. There's plenty of photographs. So what happens is to turn down the water pressure, so the houses on the higher end of the estates in the town, actually in Court, Hillhead, and that, they virtually have no water most of the time. But this isn't just confined to Kettle Fen, this is in the Balfe area. It's all over the county, and the need to use some of the major capital money, these hundreds of millions that are using for capital projects, and use some of that and start repairing the pipes there, because like they're treating water and it costs a fair bit of money to treat this water, and then it's rolling out on bus, and the staff are working day and night trying to repair bus, and it's not sustainable. So they need to fund the pipe replacement program that they promised a number of years ago.